Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and we're going to talk about Capitol Hill, and we're going to talk about this special product. I have a special guest on with us today. Let's talk about it.
Where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, for the past 2 to 3 weeks, I've been talking about the PamperWithGrace.com. And what that is that's the Bella Grace. And I have a special guest that I'm going to have come on and talk with us about this. And I've been really impressed with it. And I really want more people to know about this information. For me, I've been seeing a tremendous amount of difference in my hair. And I've expressed that so many times now. And I think a lot of people have experienced other things. My producer, she's no longer getting hot flashes. Me being a male, I don't know what that means, but she tells me all the time about her hot flashes. But anyways, I want to talk about Bella Grace with our special guest, Victoria J. Monarch, MD, is recently retired physician from Wisconsin. President and founder of Victoria J. Monarch, MDSC. She was also the medical director of Wisconsin Stem Cell LLC. With over 35 years of experience, she specialized in women's health, family medicine, and preventative health and wellness. Can I call you Vicky, Dr. Vicky? Vicky?
Absolutely, you may. Thank you so much for that introduction.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, again, This is a pack of the elixir here, and it's been really amazing for me. And I've been wanting to share this with everyone. I like it so much, I even told my mother about it. Say, Mom, you've got to try this. And, you know, even my sisters, they're like premenopause too. And because it's such a great experience for my producer, I want them to experience the same thing. I think everyone would get something out of this. Originally, I was taking it because my hands peel like I'm on the desert somewhere all the time. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't even expecting the help from my hair. So can you tell me about your relationship with Bella Grace?
Well, Bella Grace is the most interesting non-pharmaceutical supplemental product that I had about 50% of my patients on this product before I retired. Why was I so enamored with this product? Because it literally would support the collagen in your body. And collagen is 30% of how your body is made. So it supports your cheekbones. It supports your hair follicles. It supports muscular structure. It supports how we attach muscle to bone. It supports our joints. It supports literally 30% of our body. That's amazing if you think about it. So to be able to take a totally nutraceutical product that not only has the ability to support 30% of your body, but to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory in it, and it's all nutraceutical, no pharmaceutical to it whatsoever. That's amazing.
It really is. And, you know, I never heard of Bella Grace until maybe a month ago, and I started looking into it. And because, you know, like a lot of people, they're skeptical, right? And I'm like, okay, here's someone else pushing another product. And I've tried things in the past, but I've never experienced this. This, for me, is almost like it's almost too good to be true. Now, if I hadn't been taking it and I didn't see the difference with my hair right now, I'd be like, wait a minute, I don't know. So for me, let me ask you this. What makes Bella Grace different from the other collagen products?
Oh, what a great question. Most commercially available powdered collagen, you know, the blue tub that you get at Costco, you can find that anywhere. But what that commercially powdered collagen is a length of about 30 to 40 peptides of that collagen. you swallow that, it gets in your gut, and your gut goes, where do I break that up? Do I break it here? Do I break it here? Do I break it here? And so it can't make the decision, and it goes, we'll just pass it on down to the next part of the gut. And you keep passing it down and passing it down and passing it down until, guess what? You pass it out. So it is actually research proven that you absorb less than 5% of that long chain powdered collagen. That's crazy. You're spending all this money and you're only absorbing less than 5%. So I even asked my husband, I said, okay, you've been on this now as a runner for years. How is that working for you? You tell me every day you have the same aches, the same pains. And what is that doing for you? I said, give this collagen a try. Give it a try. Give me 4 days. Okay. So this is the experiment I gave to him. I said, 4 days. Why this product? Because instead of 30 to 40 peptides, it's 3 to 4. That's what the Vericel collagen is. It's under patent pending, and it's 3 to 4 peptides long instead of 30 to 40. And it's research proven to be greater than 95% absorbed. So he took it for 4 days. I said, give me 4 days, okay? And he woke up in the morning and he goes, look at my Fitbit watch. Oh my gosh, I got to REM sleep faster. I stayed in REM sleep longer. Oh my God, look at my sheets. They're not rolled up in a ball. I wasn't tossing and turning, and my shoulders and my knees don't bother me. What do you think that's from? And I went, what did you start 3 to 4 days ago that maybe might have made a difference? And he goes, you got any more of that stuff?
Well, you know, I've said this so many times during our broadcast. And we mentioned it to you before we went live, how, you know, I was taking it and I would go to the box and I would get them. And this is how it played out, right? I went to the box and I went and I looked in there. I said, okay, they're all gone. And I said, I went to Shannon, my producer. I said, you know, we're out of the elixir. And she just looked at me and she go, I know. She didn't say, no, you're out. I'm not. She took the rest of them. So, and you know, when she told me, because she was like, I can't live without it now. Because we would come into the studio, the AC is going, but then she would have a fan on her at the same time. And mm-hmm. She was still saying how she was getting hot, then she'll get cold, then she'll get hot. But ever since she's been taking these elixirs, she's like,
normal again.
And she didn't even, at first, when she was taking it, she didn't even put two and two together. She said, wait a minute, I haven't had a hot flash.
Yeah, after 6 days, I had zero. I've had zero hot flashes.
After 6 days, zero hot flashes.
Yeah, amen to that.
Well, you're supporting your endovascular structure in your blood vessels. A hot flash is when you think of going out in cold weather, and what happens? You open up your blood supply, you know, and you shut it back down with exposure to temperature shifts. So when you get a hot flash, you are going, whoo, open up, and you're going, whoo, right? So when that passes, you bring that back down to normal, okay? And people actually have demonstrated blood pressure swings with that. So imagine if you can support the collagen that is supporting your arterial vessels, you are not getting that extreme whoosh, whoosh. You're only getting whoosh, whoosh. So there's the difference and there's the explanation. But that's only the collagen part of it. There are two other ingredients that are in this product that make it just phenomenal. And what this product did and why I had almost 50% of my patients on it is because it went to every patient's area of need. I'm going to say that one more time. It went to patient's area of need.
Yeah. So let me jump in because it makes me think about the benefits. And maybe, I'm pretty sure you can elaborate more on it about the cat's claw. Because I'd never heard of cat's claw until I started looking at this. My producer, she's heard of it before, but me personally, I never heard of it. So for those of us that never heard of it, can you give us more detail on the cat's claw? Because I've heard it gives very, very good benefit to people.
Absolutely. You know, before there were pharmaceuticals, we relied on Mother Nature, and we relied on plants, and we relied on essential oils. And those were what actually healed us and helped us feel better. Well, organic cat's claw is one of those plants. It's harvested from Peru's Amazon forest, and it is nicknamed by the tribes in Peru as Mother Nature's ibuprofen. We all know what ibuprofen does when we take it for muscular aches or for headaches. But if you have a natural, all natural product that is not anything pharmaceutical, it is nutraceutical, meaning it is natural and nutritional. It is coming from a plant that is actually an anti-inflammatory, then you're going to be helping your body manage inflammation, which may manifest as pain, which may manifest as other symptoms that would be reasons you'd pick a bottle of ibuprofen off the shelf and take it. So any natural product that nature is going to help you cut inflammation, whether it's from your gut, whether it's from your skin, whether it's from your joints, is going to be a wonderful addition to taking a collagen that you absorb.
You know what? That makes sense, because one night I remember I woke up and it was about maybe 2:30 in the morning or so, and I had a headache. And I remember during that day that I hadn't taken and you can take two of these a day now. And correct. I just had one, and I had one out. I had one in the kitchen. And I went in the kitchen and I said, I just went ahead and took this, not even thinking that it would help with my headache or any of the pain. And that explains it, because of the cat's claw. And because I laid back down. I woke up in the morning. I didn't have the headache any longer. You know, a lot of times they say you just lay down. But when I lay down, I have a headache. I wake up with the headache. But I didn't wake up with the headache after taking this. So that explains it.
Well, and if you had a vascular component, that's where your collagen is also being helped. So the collagen and the anti-inflammatory. Now, the third ingredient in here is astaxanthin. And that is a powerful, powerful, powerful antioxidant. It is so powerful that gram for gram, it is 6,000 times more powerful than vitamin C. Whoa, we all hear about you get a cold, you take mega dose of vitamin C, but now if you have access to an antioxidant that is all natural, occurring in nature, and it is 6,000 times more powerful than vitamin C, how many people go and get an infusion of vitamin C or go to the store and make sure they've got their supplement of vitamin C that they never forget, or they boost it when they get a virus or a cold? Now, you can actually have it as part of supporting 30% of your body, and with your anti-inflammatory, you've got your antioxidant built right in. And the bonus is that astaxanthin was called the cognition ingredient in the world of nutraceutical medicine in the year 2022. What is so important about keeping your brain healthy? Well, everybody I know wants to prevent this.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a lot of people. So we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about that. And we want to talk about your books, because everybody's looking for solutions, because the way, and I don't want to get into like the weeds of what, you know, the government and all of that, what they're pushing onto us and into the population. But there's a reason why people are experiencing certain issues, right? Certain issues. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that. Don't go anywhere, everybody.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So we're talking to Dr. Vicky. And right before we went to the break, Dr. Vicky, you were talking about
astaxanthin
and Alzheimer's, right? Because there's a lot of people that experience this. I mean, it's just, I guess it's a part of the normal thing today, which I believe it shouldn't be.
Well, as we get older, right?
But once we get older.
Yeah.
But I think in our society today, more and more people are experiencing it. And I'm subject to believe that that doesn't have to be the case. Right?
I totally agree. And everybody thinks that Alzheimer's is like diabetes. There's one solution to make sure you either don't get it or that you'll get it. And everybody hangs their hat on the fact that, oh my gosh, if I have the gene, I'm doomed. And that's wrong. There's two genes that are looked at, and you can have both genes missing, which gives you a higher risk that you may develop Alzheimer's if you don't properly prepare yourself. In other words, there is not just this doom and gloom of, oh, I've got the gene, I'm going to get Alzheimer's, there's nothing I can do about it. There are a
I've
lot
I've heard
of
people
things.
Say that, yeah.
Yes, yes.
I've heard people say, so the astaxanthin can help with that, correct?
Correct.
In the elixir.
Yes, because astaxanthin is all about antioxidant. When we have different chemical reactions in the body, think of just bringing oxygen in and breathing out carbon dioxide. Do we get it all out? No, we don't. No. So we have free radicals, and we have things in our body like extra carbon dioxide. And I'm keeping it very simple, that your body just needs to clear because your exhalation alone doesn't do it. Okay. So even if, and this is simple, even if all you do is once an hour, take four really super deep breaths from the base of your lungs out, that's already going to help you decrease antioxidants in your lungs. Wow, simple. But we don't think of the simple things. But imagine things that can build up like that over the course of a year, over 5 years, over 10 years, over multiple years. All of a sudden, there you are in your 60s or 70s, and you're going, my memory isn't what it used to be. Oh my gosh, I walk into a room, I don't remember why I walked in, or I get in the car and I drive someplace and I don't know where I'm driving. I'm forgetting my family's first names. Those are signs that really are mild to almost moderate Alzheimer's that Sleep is a part of it. Good support of your diet, good exercise, clearing antioxidants, keeping inflammation down. There are many things that actually you can do from a blood work standpoint, from a daily supplement standpoint to support your collagen, support your brain health, support inflammation, and that's going to be a tremendous help. It's not any one thing that's going to prevent you from getting Alzheimer's. It Right. takes a lot of things, but if you can take care of the basics and keep yourself as low risk, you can't change the genetics you're born with, but you can change the behavior and what you do with the genetics you're dealt.
And you know what? 4 weeks ago, I remember I was kind of like in this cloud and I come on, I'm preparing for the show, but the entire time I feel like I'm in this cloud and then I'm trying to remember things and the things I should be able to remember. And it's gotten so bad in our society that you see memes where people walk into the room and say, what did I walk in here for? What did I walk in here? What did I come in here for? Right. At some point, everyone does that. But here lately, it's like I completely forgot that cloud was there because it's like gone ever since I've been taking this. So that's another benefit. I didn't even think about it until you just said that. Mm-hmm. Until you just said that, because I didn't really think about it. Another thing that, if we can, I want to talk about the weight loss option with this, right? And this is a different one, right? This not right. Go ahead.
Bella Grace started with its signature collagen elixir. And that is really what it started the entire company with. What it then went to was, what else can we do to help people? And one of the biggest secondary epidemics going on in this country is obesity. And so there are many causes for obesity. Some are more genetic than others. Some are tied to diabetes and other diseases. But more importantly is, for those people that have tried just about everything, and we all know somebody like that, then is pharmaceutical an answer for them? Well, for some, it's something they don't qualify for, the shot they don't qualify for, but can't handle the actual shot. There are side effects that many people that take weight loss shots take. There's a huge business in weight loss clinics, but what can we do besides good nutrition, exercise, all the things we do every day, and the weight doesn't budge? Well, Bella Grace also came up with an all-natural weight loss product called Bella Trim. And Bella Trim is actually all-natural chromium picolinate. And chromium picolinate in the natural world of medicine is something that helps in three ways to actually stimulate weight loss.
And let me ask you, so is that something that you take in the morning? Because here lately, I've been going to the gym, and I've gotten to the point to where I really enjoy going to the gym first thing in the morning. So is this something that you take in the morning before you start your workout, before you start your day, or is it just doesn't matter when you take it throughout the day?
Well, the recommendation is that you take it 1 hour before your largest meal. So most people, whether you're going to be your largest meal, may be breakfast, and then you have a light dinner. Your largest meal may actually be that you do your largest meal at dinner time. It may be that you do a heavy lunch and then you have a light snack at dinner. Everybody has a different regimen for what they're going to do. But if you can do one of the capsules of the Bella Grace 1 hour before dinner, then that's going to give you your best effect with plenty of water, with plenty of water. Okay. Because the way this is working is in three different ways. Okay. Number one, it's going to increase your satiety hormone, and that's GLP-1. You don't have to know GLP-1, but increase your satiety hormone, the hormone that says I'm full. How many people do you know that they keep eating because they never feel full? And their signal of I'm full may not come till a half an hour later, And then they feel like they overeaten. Oh my gosh, I've got to open up my pants. And this is like a day every day.
Been there, done that.
Because that signal doesn't come soon enough. That signal is too long. So what?
So that has me highly interested in trying it now.
Right. So that's number one. The second thing it does is it increases or decreases your ghrelin. Now, ghrelin is G-H-R-E-L-I-N, ghrelin. That is the hormone in your stomach that says, I'm hungry. You know, when you start to hear that growling in your stomach, well, that's ghrelin. That's being sent out to send to you an auditory signal to say, hey, you're hungry. You should feed me, okay? Well, what if you can decrease that ghrelin? Huh. You don't get that auditory signal of, hey, you're hungry. So you can work right on through or play right on through or whatever. So that's the second thing it will do. The third thing it will do, and this is something most people have never heard of, is it will decrease your leptin, L-E-P-T-I-N, which is your obesity hormone. What?
Okay, I need some. I need some. Sold.
Yep, right sold. There. I'm going to order one today. So I got to find out. I'm going to order today. Like, what have I been missing here? So, Dr. Vicky, thank you so much. I want to talk about your books. Okay, I want to talk about your books. I would love to bring you back on some other time, and maybe we can just get into it and talk a little bit about the stem cell, you know, research that you did in the past. But that'd be a different show. I would love to hear. I'm fascinated about it. But anyways, tell us about your books.
Yes, thank you. Well, my practice was I was a traditional OBGYN, but what I also did is I morphed into taking care of men as a total wellness doc. I also brought complementary alternative medicine. I brought regenerative medicine, which is stem cell medicine, and energy medicine into my practice. So the men in my practice love saying they were going to see their OBGYN, right? So, but what yes. I did is I focused on optimal health. And I did that by balancing the four hormone groups in the body like four legs of a chair. And if you sit on a chair with a broken leg, what happens? You fall on the floor. So if you don't have those four hormone groups balanced, then your health is at risk and it's difficult for you to be able to bring that back into balance. So how do you do that? Well, it's blood work, and it's blood work covered by your insurance. But the first leg is something most doctors will never check, which are your hormone levels. So blossoming is all about the adolescent female. And the adolescent female, we all know them. They have hormone swings. They have just craziness. And we don't have a scientific explanation as to what's going on. So we
now my producer sometimes says I have hormones, so maybe I'm identifying. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, he has doctor. He needs help.
Okay, good, cool, cool. Okay, so now I don't feel so left out.
but the adolescent book is a way to show adolescents this is the science behind how you feel, and this is what you can do to help heavy periods or cramping and prevent endometriosis and fibroids and infertility down the road. And by the way, your eating disorder may be hormone based. And by the way, you know, your depression, anxiety may be hormone based. So why not be scientific about it and help our adolescents and the moms and dads who take care of them understand them? The second book
that's a great book for people to have young girls in their lives.
Yes.
Grandmas, mothers, get that for the young women in your life.
I know quite a few of them too. So we're about to run out of time here.
Let's talk about our last book real quick.
Yeah, talk about the last book really quick, like 30 seconds. And then go ahead.
And their grandmas. So this is the perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause book called Full Bloom. And this is all about what happens when you have the same mirror image hormone swings that your adolescent daughter has. And you start losing your hormone with menopause. And what is the truth about putting hormone back in? Do we really get increased risk of breast cancer, heart attack, and stroke? No, we don't.
That's so interesting. Okay, now I need that book. So now I have two books I need to get from you, Dr. Vicky. That is awesome.
That's awesome. Dr. Vicky, thank you so much for coming
on. Her website is right there, buddy.
The website's right there at the bottom, everyone. Please, please go check it out. When you go there, tell them Will Johnson sent you. We came here because we saw you and Will Johnson. Dr. Vicky, thank you so much for coming on with us. We have to bring you back on again.
Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to that.
Awesome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We got to talk about Capitol Hill, of course. We'll be right back.
It's about MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Man, that was an awesome interview. An awesome interview. For those of you that missed it, you have to go over to frankspeech.com and check it out later. That was really awesome. Okay, let's talk about the Energy Secretary of the United States of America. She is the face of the total corruption for the energy section. Now, if you and I, if we purchase stocks, or if we had insider trading, right? Or if we got tips about certain stocks, when to buy it, when to sell it, you know what would happen to us? They'll put us in the jail. They'd be like, well, how did you get this information? How did you know to sell it? How did you know to buy X amount? How did you know? Where did you get this information from? But on Capitol Hill, apparently it's all kosher. It's all good for them to do it. See, the while the rest of us are struggling, while the rest of us are trying to push through, they're making millions of dollars. See, you go up on Capitol Hill, you can be dead broke. Dead broke. But then once you leave as a millionaire. How does that happen when you're only getting paid $300,000 a year, but you leave as millionaires? Then some. Well, listen to this one. This is with talking about where Senator Hawley is talking to the secretary, energy secretary, and drilling her about her stocks that she purchased. She got caught lying, and I want y'all to pay attention to her mannerism. Watch how she's squirming around in her chair as he's calling her out. She needs to be put in prison. If we're going to be put in prison, they should be put in prison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Madam Secretary, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
When you were here last, I talked with you about the fact that more than 130 officials in the Energy Department reported more than 2,700 trades of shares, bonds, and options in companies that ethics officers said was directly related to the agency's work. This is institutionalized corruption. And I asked you point blank, do you own any individual stock? And you told me, no. Let's just look at it. It was not a difficult question. Do you own individual stocks, Madam Secretary? You said no. In fact, you repeated it three times to me. No, no, no.
She's going to say, how dare you? She's basically saying this. How dare you bring this up? How dare you ask me these questions? This is not about me. It's not about me. See, when Democrats do criminal activity, you're not supposed to pay attention to it because they're Democrats. They commit crimes. You're supposed to just get over it and let it go. But Senator Hawley, he's not letting it go. They need to be jailed. If we would be jailed for the same thing, why not them?
Turns out that was false. You did own multiple individual stocks. And you neglected to report it to this committee for months afterwards. Why did you mislead this committee?
Oh, my goodness.
That was exactly my response. So why did
Senator,
you mislead this committee?
I believed that I had sold all individual stocks. And I was incorrect. So I came back.
You just don't know your portfolio?
Pretty much.
It's a big one, I guess, huh?
No, it's extremely small.
Apparently not. Someone manages it for you?
So I came back as soon as I found out that, in fact, I had not sold all.
She didn't want to answer that. She didn't want to answer that. She has a huge portfolio. When you're making millions of dollars, that's pretty huge. Now, if it's, you know, like 20,000, I guess you can consider that pretty small. For me, that'd be pretty huge. But, you know, 20,000, that's small, right? 50,000, medium, right? And you get 100,000, 500,000, but hers is in the millions, and she just kind of like skipped over that question.
All individuals.
Wait. No, that's not true either. Let's just look at the timeline. I just remind you, you're under oath.
Mm.
Madam Secretary, you testified you didn't own any individual stocks. You didn't sell the stocks for a whole nother month. And after you sold the stocks, you waited another month before you informed this committee. Why did you mislead us, and what were you hiding? Why did you wait so long? Why did you hide this?
I did not hide it because I brought it forth to the committee when I realized that we had made a mistake.
Really? What explains the delay? Why did you wait for a full month to explain your actions to this committee, your false testimony?
Why did you wait a full month? And you know, I got another one. Don't leave a split screen here because I have another one I want to go to because this kind of picks up where he left off there. Why she waited a whole month, right? Because the way I understand it, that once you put in the, you know, I'm not in the stock market or anything like that. I'm pretty sure you can let me know in the comments down below or in the live chat right now how the stocks work, right? But to my understanding is when you do it, it takes a couple of days before the money is transferred to wherever you want it to go to. And then once it's transferred to where you want to go to, it's like, you know, starts making interest in certain places and stuff like that. Why does she wait a whole month? What would be the purpose of waiting a whole month? Why not just say, you know what? Oh, I forgot about this. Let's get rid of this. Resolve this right now.
She realized that they found out. She realized that they knew.
They didn't. She didn't think they were going to find out. There it is.
Before they say, I perjured myself.
She's probably like sleeping. Ooh, like this can come back and bite me.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and say something. Now, a month later. Listen.
On the board of directors at Proterra, you made millions, CNN reports, and stock options at Proterra. Then you promoted Proterra stock and Proterra products as energy secretary. Sure. Was that one of the stocks that you sold?
This is so... I mean, really.
Was that one of the stocks that you sold? Yes,
no,
really.
No.
You were presiding over institutionalized...
Look how she's squirming. Look how she's squirming. She's agitated because she got caught. And of course, none of the Democrats are going to go after her for doing this because they're complicit with it. They're all making money. Nancy Pelosi, let's get Nancy Pelosi's opinion on this. Ha ha. Right. Like that's going to happen. Nancy Pelosi probably cashed out on the same one. But Nancy Pelosi probably told her, you know what? You might want to go and cash out on this. She probably got her advice from Nancy Pelosi. Watch. Look at her.
Corruption in your energy department. You have violated the Stock Act 9 separate times. You have been referred by the Inspector General for violations of the Hatch Act. It is institutionalized corruption that you are now the face of. And here's what I'm trying to figure out. I just want to know who really runs the energy department. Is it you? Or is it the mega corporations whose stock that you own that you're making profits in?
Oh, my goodness.
Or maybe it's the foreign billionaires who fund your conferences. Let's try something else. Do you know the names of the foreign billionaires who fund the conferences you go to? Since you don't know the stocks, do you know the names of the foreign billionaires?
This is unbelievable to me.
Let me help
Mr.
you.
Mr. Chairman.
One of them is Hans-Jörg Weiss, a Swiss billionaire who has used various dark money front groups.
I do not know what you are talking about.
Various dark money's front groups to funnel foreign money into American politics. He has used the Berger Action Fund, $20 million, that then sent money to the Fund for a Better Future, that then sent money to the Climate Power Group that has funded conferences you've attended. Do you know who this is? Do you think it's a good idea to attend conferences funded by foreign billionaires?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the stocks.
What?
You don't know the billionaires. You would take no responsibility. Meanwhile, your energy department, executives in your energy department are trading stocks in companies that they have direct oversight over, and you were too.
They were all making money. They were all making money. She got caught, and he's not supposed to be talking about it because... She's a criminal. They're all criminals. She's not supposed to be talking about it.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Secretary, all I have to say is this record is just deplorable. It is despicable. It is outrageous that hundreds of officers in the Energy Department are trading shares. It is outrageous that you misled us. It is outrageous that you are continuing to mislead us. And it is outrageous you're going to conferences and events funded by foreign billionaires using dark money to try to influence our politics. This has got to change. And frankly, you should go.
Frankly, you should go. You can tell she did not like that. She's probably going to say, oh my goodness, he's a womanizer. He's anti-woman. I'm pretty sure she's probably thinking of everything under the sun to call him. You know, she's probably, can you imagine how she felt when she walked out of there after having that conversation with him? And you know, that's like going viral, it's going everywhere, because this is the epitome of the corruption. And that's just scratching the surface. I mean, it's just scratching the surface on how corrupt they are. What it is, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, this whole Ukraine money embezzlement, they believe the criminal activities that they're doing are completely fine. You remember, she's the same lady that was driving across the country and she had people driving ahead of her, making sure that there was a charging station available for when she pulled in. She also had families had to wait hours before she even got there to make sure that the station was available for her. And then after she charged, then the family was able to charge their vehicle. At the same time, while they were doing all these energy changes, she was buying stocks. And because she knew what was happening, she knew the procedure, she was buying stocks in the very thing that she was working on because she knew what was getting ready to take place. And then she sold them when she got caught that she owned them. After she lied saying she didn't own them. There's double standards. There's a two-tier government system. A two-tier government system. They get to break all the laws that they want to. Nothing happens to them. You can talk about it all day, but nothing's going to happen to her. Is there anyone believe that something's going to happen to her? She's not going to step down. You know, it's just like if she was in a position for her to be impeached. Can she be impeached in that position? I guess she can, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Mayorkas is impeached in the House, yep. Right? So, but the thing is, let's just say she's impeached in the House. It goes over to the Senate. Chuck Schumer and the other Democrats, oh, we're just going to table this. They don't care about the Constitution. Two-tier government.
And you know what upsets me is the fact that she thinks, well, now that I sold it and I told you,
yeah,
I should be exempt from any further repercussions.
There's nothing else
you
to look at.
You shouldn't have done it in the first place. Just
she should have never bought the stock.
And then you say, I'm sorry, doesn't mean that you're not guilty of doing it. It actually means you admit you are guilty.
Why did she buy that stock in the first place?
Of course, because she knew that the stock was going to go up because she's giving them
business.
Same
thing, Nancy Pelosi's husband buying the stock into that chip factory beforehand. And to my understanding, he bought $5 million worth of the stocks into that chip factory. It's the same thing here. I wonder how much did she spend? Because obviously, she made out with millions of dollars. I guess this is like one of the perks of being the energy secretary or being a politician. It's one of the perks because they make the law. They get to break the law because when they say no one is above the law, except for the lawmakers. They have it in their mind, well, we make the law, it doesn't apply to us. It applies to everybody else. It doesn't apply to us. We make the law. Just like this one. She should be impeached, just like this nut job. Always had that same smirky look on his face. Demons will protect demons. I've said it so many times. And a lot of people are finally starting to understand my meaning behind them. When I call them Democrats, they get to do all this corruption, all these evil things. Nothing happens to them. Why? Because demons protect demons. Now, listen to him talking about the southern border. He was impeached. There's no evidence. No, there's no more evidence that is required to impeach this dude. We have illegals killing Americans. We have illegals bringing fentanyl in. The illegals are doing the sex trafficking from our southern border. What more evidence do you need? But listen to what he says. Like, he's doing a great job. And Joe Biden, of course, Joe Biden can look into an executive order. Of course he can. We're looking at all of our options. Listen to him.
We cannot change a broken immigration system. Only Congress can do
that. So there is no executive order? So you're pulling it off the table?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, we explore options every single day. That's the responsibility of good government. We are considering options. We have been throughout.
Oh, so they're exploring options every single day. So how many days does it take? How many Mayorkas does it take to close the border? How many does it take? How many? And again, here it is. Mayorkas has been impeached in the House. It is a constitutional duty for the Senate to take it up because they can't ignore what has been done in the House. You can't ignore it. If someone's been impeached in the House, you cannot just ignore it. Can you imagine? And you know what, Shannon? Maybe they should have done that. Remember when they impeached President Trump, not once, but twice in the House? Not because it was something that President Trump did wrong, simply because they had the votes in the House. In this case, Mayorkas, he's completely done a terrible job. Same thing with Joe Biden. Terrible job. Corruption through and through. If they would have tabled the impeachment of President Trump, don't you know there would have been more civil unrest in the streets of America? But guess what? The Republicans, being who they are, don't want to violate the Constitution. They took it up in the Senate. Everybody watched it. The Democrats presented their false information. And what came of it in the Senate? It fell flat on its face. In this case, they don't want the American people to see the information being presented in the Senate. Because in the House, they have their, you know, their meetings about it. And the skiff and et cetera, et cetera. But to my understanding, the way it works out is that once it gets to the Senate, that's when like the trial for it happens, because then they come up with the verdict. Like, you're still in or you're completely out. And there's information that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats don't want to come out. Why would they not want the information to come out if it's factual? Because we're in election year. They don't need the American people to see exactly how bad the southern border is. Listen to Chuck Schumer here on the Senate floor talking about his colleagues going to come before the Senate here on the floor and tell their version of Bob Mayorkas, and he's already tabling it. Listen to him.
Mr. President.
The Majority Leader.
Mr. President, this afternoon, senators will come to the floor and be sworn in as jurors in the impeachment trial of Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Yesterday, the Senate received the impeachment House managers, who read the two articles against the secretary. Today, the trial will commence, and we will be in our seats as jurors for the third time in 4 years. But this time, senators will provide as jurors in the least legitimate, least substantive, and most politicized impeachment trial ever in the history of the United States. The charges brought against Secretary Mayorkas fail to meet the high standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. To validate this gross abuse by the House would be a grave mistake and could set a dangerous precedent for the future.
So when you have people like Laken Riley, one is too many, losing her life because of an illegal alien that's in the country because Mayorkas failed to do his job. Is that not enough? When you have people, countless people in the United States of America dying from fentanyl that's coming across the border that Mayorkas is lying and saying that it's closed. Is that not enough? When you have sex trafficking of both girls and boys coming across the southern border because of Mayorkas, Is that not enough? What is the problem here? Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, they are all for the sex trafficking of children. If they were not, they would want to shut down the border. They can prove everybody wrong. They can prove everybody wrong right now. Chuck Schumer, the other Democrats, they can all go to Joe Biden and say, Joe, shut the border down. Do an executive order. We'll work to shut it down, but you got to shut it down right now. They don't want to do that. This border has become big business for them. The same reason why they don't want to shut down the abortion clinic, because it's become big business. It's billions of dollars. They want their money. They're more interested in the money than they are the safety and security of the men and women and children in this country.
For the sake of the Senate's integrity and to protect impeachment for those rare cases we truly need it, senators should dismiss today's charges.
This dude here. And of course, the fentanyl that's coming in from China. It's probably another reason why the Democrats are looking the other way, because China is pushing the fentanyl to Mexico. And then after Mexico, it comes into the United States of America. They manufacture it in Mexico and they transport it here, and people in America are dying from it. Is there people in China, is there people in Mexico dying from fentanyl like they are here in the United States of America? I'd like to see the numbers on that.
CP is directly subsidizing the making and exporting of fentanyl in China, all as the CCP also holds ownership interests in several companies tied to drug trafficking.
Virginia Congressman Rob Whitman is a vice chairman on the House Select Committee on the CCP and sits on the House Armed Services Committee as well. And he joins us now. Congressman, good morning to you. These shockings are finding. And it sounds like what you found is that China is giving financial perks to companies who make fentanyl with the express purpose of addicting or killing Americans. Is that a safe summary of what you found?
Carly, it is. It's sobering and staggering what we see in this report. We see that the PRC nationals are selling fentanyl directly online. The CCP is essentially formulating and fostering and supporting on Amazon for fentanyl sales. The CCP is providing direct tax rebates and grants to companies that produce fentanyl, fentanyl precursors, fentanyl derivatives. And they know what the outcome of this is. They know that this is leading to the deaths of Americans.
Wait a minute. That's my first time. So they're getting tax benefits for creating the fentanyl in the country? Oh, so it's money. See, there it is again. It's all about the money that's coming to them. Okay, you can take it off the screen. It's all about the money that's coming to them, that's coming into the country. These people will sell us down the river. The Democrat Party hates America. They hate everybody in it. I hope people wake up. I really do. I hope people have had enough of these Democrats here in America. I really do. All right, everybody, that's it for me. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cars and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.